Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, it looks like as if a story emerging from Reuters, Russian-backed separatists in the territories of Donetsk and Luhansk announced that the emergency evacuation of hundreds of thousands of citizens for those areas in eastern Ukraine after artillery fire was reportedly fired and hit a school, injuring three teachers, may have been done by the very same separatists that support Russia and not the Ukraine in that region.
I'm not trusting a lot of things that are coming out, because I think that essentially press and even Reuters can be sucked into Russian propaganda. But I do know that Russia has sent a bunch of buses to the Donetsk region, and they're busing out what they call Russian citizens that live in Ukraine. Furthermore, they've been on a quest in the last couple of years to issue passports to these people.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to me like what the Kremlin is doing is they're manufacturing Russian citizens for the sake of creating a propaganda operation, saying they're trying to protect their Russian citizens, which, if you look at what goes on in Russia half the time, citizens aren't exactly protected in Russia to begin with.
Right. Now, we have a caller on the line. It is Mr. Mike. Let's find out what he'd like to talk about here. What's your question for Denise there, Mike?
How you doing, Denise? Always a pleasure, ma'am.
Sure. Thank you.
This whole debacle with the 15-year-old Russian skater, and I truly feel bad for the young lady, because the way that it was said on the TV was, well, you know, if they would have taken away her opportunity to skate, that could have done irreparable damage to her mental health. I'm sorry, that's a sporting competition, and if you are disqualified, you shouldn't be able to go. And I think it makes a mockery out of the Olympics. It makes it to where the integrity of the Olympics is in question now. And it's going to make it to where I'm not even going to want to watch it, even in 2 years when it's in another place, because we all know that it can be cheated and rigged. So what do you think, Denise? Thank you so much.
I have no idea what he's talking about, so it's your turn. I'm not paying any attention.
A skater allegedly had taken some kind of substance that is not approved by the Olympic Committee. So there was a suspension, and then they did some kind of investigation, and they allowed him to skate again. So, but you know, Russia is notorious for what they call doping. And they have been suspended and forbidden in previous Olympics to not participate. So then all of a sudden here they are participating. So to be honest, I've lost all regard for what the Olympic Committee has really done and what they're doing. So I haven't watched 1 second of it, sadly.
No, I haven't either, so that's why I don't have any idea what he's talking about, because I've tuned everything out Olympics. I just don't care to watch it. I'm not supporting it. And I certainly don't want to give China any credit for what they're doing.
Correct.
Yeah. We're going to be talking when we come back from the break, because I'm looking at the clock here. We're getting ready for 30 seconds away from the break. We're going to be talking about all this hacking that's going on over there right now, compliments of Russia, which is finding its way around not just the Ukraine, but around different parts of Europe, and perhaps may have come to the United States here in one form or another yesterday. But certainly Russia is doing what you would expect them to do. They're going after everything they can electronically first, and then whatever it is they're going to do next. But we're not sure what the next is going to be. And there is some movement. The president of Belarus, of all things, is going to be directing the Russian nuclear drills this weekend. So according to him, he's in charge of what's going on. So, man, what a deal.
Well, he at one point didn't have any use for Russia, but all of a sudden, he does. So he's been bought and paid for by the Kremlin.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And Jeff and Sarasota is going to take us out to break here. So, Mr. Jeff, it's your turn.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O. GEICO, of course, is an insurance company that's been saving people money for more than 85 years. Now, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go over to the website, geico.com, and find out what the rate would be for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, or maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And if you want to talk to your agent, you can find out who your agent is. They'll give you that information over there, too. But it all starts by going to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, here's where you save money. If you bundle your automobile policy with your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance, you will save a bunch of money. It's just that simple. You'll save a bunch of money. So, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O. .com. Go over there and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the USA said that Russia hacked the Ukrainian banks and GPS systems. And we were talking about that yesterday briefly. Did that just stay over there, or did any of it get over here?
Well, there's very few U.S. corporations or those in any part of government that are going to admit that they have been hacked, because that seems they have vulnerabilities. And then with vulnerabilities, there's a user confidence threat. So it's very hard to tell what has necessarily reached the United States when it comes to GPS. you know, in the site to GPS. Now, why do I say GPS? Because there's very few things in the United States that does not run on GPS or use GPS.
Mm-hmm.
And this is important because one of the key industries that's all over GPS for many reasons is the banking industry.
Mm-hmm.
So they use it for the stock exchanges, ATM machines, and, you know, those kinds of calls. But furthermore, the banking industry has to be hooked up to the what is necessarily known as the atomic clock, the doomsday kind of clock. And so the entire banking industry has been getting warned for quite some time about their vulnerabilities and to harden their cyber infrastructure. Now, the U.S. Air Force runs the GPS system, and there are 12,500 satellites that are tied to GPS, and the hacking does happen. But we also have some things that are going on down here, and that's the signals that get jammed. And they get jammed sometimes by accident, but they also get jammed on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part and parcel of what Russia is doing, too, is that they are jamming connections in Ukraine, but also in Eastern Europe. Several countries, we necessarily forget that we daisy chain systems in order to bring infrastructure, power, water, pipelines, that kind of thing. You know, I don't know if you necessarily remember that I think parts of Arizona and Southern California actually get their electricity from Mexico. So, in parts of northern part of the United States gets their power from Canada. So, the point being is that it isn't just about Ukraine, it's also about Eastern Europe. And who, you know, the relationships, the infrastructure relationships that they have with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, it has a real domino effect of what the risks are. And that's why I believe that Lisa Monaco, who was part of the Biden administration, was previously part of the Obama administration, and the Department of Homeland Security they're putting out these warnings.
All right, let's go to the phone lines, and we've got Mel in Saratoga Springs. Is it snowing up here by you yet?
No, not yet, Captain. No, it isn't, but it's out there, Syracuse.
Yeah.
What report that I just got from you. But anyway.
Okay.
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Fauci, has a history of administering AIDS to orphaned black children in his past in New York City. I'm curious, from what I understand, that there's an HIV brain in these in the vaccine that have been developed. And this being the case, I'm thinking about what we all should do. Well, not all, but some of your listeners, Captain. What we ought to do is on the highway overpasses, put a banner up saying "Arrest Fauci," because this guy, he's.
I've seen him.
Oh yeah,
I've seen him, Mel. I've seen him.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why here on the north way, just where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
I've got a spot where I'm going to hang on myself because this has got to be brought. This guy has to be brought to justice.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
The only way to do that is to awaken a lot of people because you got to see. I mean, if you travel, on a regular basis, you're gonna see it each and every day. Millions of people
right.
Running. Well, anyway, that was my.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Care.
Well.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, Denise, real quick, because you got one more caller. What do you think?
Senator Rand Paul, I think on his website, had arrest Fauci.
Yeah. I've seen the banners. I've seen the banners up on some of the bridges across the country. All right, real quick, let's take a caller real fast here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. This is Eric in East Tennessee. Thanks for taking my call.
Got about 45 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, right on. It's kind of an open question comment here. Okay, so everybody remembers CrowdStrike, okay, and their fiasco in Ukraine of hidden servers.
Yep.
Okay, and the alleged confirmation of the hack that they said occurred at the Democrat National Committee in Washington, D.C. during the 16 election cycle, Seth Rich and all that stuff. Okay, so they didn't turn over that information to the FBI, right? They didn't turn over the data sets to the FBI, correct? Now, why are they being used as a third-party confirmatory, quote-unquote, independent cybersecurity agency to confirm, in quotations, that Russia is hacking everything known to man? Not saying that there aren't adversarial hacks or cyber warfare going on or cyber adversarial cyber influence going on, okay? I am highly suspicious of what's going on over an alleged two sectors in eastern Ukraine.
All right.
Where there's a majority Russian.
10 seconds.
Roger that. I think there's something more. I think this has to do around dirty dealings with the DNC and the Democrat Party more than it has to do with liberation of a people in Ukraine. And that's my opinion, sir.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for the call. Okay, go ahead, Denise. You got about 30 seconds.
CrowdStrike is not the only non-government agency that does attributions.
Mm-hmm.
There are countless ones out there. I monitor that stuff virtually every day. I get the emails from several that are kind of bundled to see what is happening. And then they actually produce the evidence of where the attributions happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, CrowdStrike is all in with the DNC. I don't deny that. But they are not the only. In fact, I don't even mess with CrowdStrike. I don't have any use for them. But, there are several other good ones out there that are making these attributions as well. And they collaborate from time to time. And then they make the warnings back into CISA, which is the government watchdog, if you will.
Okay, well, we've come to the end of the segment for the week, and we're going to be talking to you again on Monday morning. I'm sure plenty of this stuff is going to be on the agenda Monday morning because I don't see a lot of it going away, and I'm sure the Sunday morning talk shows are going to be all over once again.
That's going to be a wild conversation there.
Yep, Ukraine. That's all we're going to hear. We might hear something else about the truckers. All right, I will talk to you Monday morning. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Go over there, check her out, make sure you find out what it is she's doing, sign up for her daily sit reps, and you'll be in and understand what's going on when she writes about it.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Diabetic patients will soon be able to use an app to receive insulin doses. The FDA has approved an app for iPhone and Android users from Tandem Diabetes Care that's able to give doses of insulin. Patients are able to use the company's insulin pump to program and cancel insulin requests. As tensions continue to escalate between Russia and Ukraine, President Biden says propaganda is continuing to come out of Russia.
We also continue to see more and more disinformation being pushed out by to the Russian public, including Russian-backed separatists, claiming that Ukraine is planning to launch a massive offensive attack in the Donbas.
Close to 200,000 Russian troops are surrounding Ukraine's borders. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Throughout American history until recent decades, each generation passed down the importance of personal responsibility, which is one of the main components of true liberty. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Liberty is freedom with responsibility. If there are any positive observations one can enumerate concerning the brutal Corona coronavirus scandal that has been used by big government, big insurance, big pharma, and big hospitals like Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak, Michigan, to try and take control of our personal health decisions, including whether we should accept being forced to take shots that allegedly do nothing to prevent the spread of a man-made Corona coronavirus. But rather spreads spike proteins that are potentially harmful to anyone who comes in close contact with those who obediently took the jab. The good news in the midst of all of this madness is that more and more Americans are taking personal responsibility for their own health and are rediscovering freedom with responsibility. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to BlueRidgeCoffeeCrafters.com.
Now, by the way, I do drink Constitutional Grounds Coffee, and I have got some of it right here. I'm going to take a little sip for you. Mmm, delicious. And I drink iced coffee, so I make my own iced coffee, is what I do. But I will tell you, you can go to the website, theronedwards.com, theronedwards.com. You'll see a Constitutional Grounds Coffee display right there. And click on the little link, and make sure you utilize the RE20 promo code, where you'll save 20% on your purchase. Remember, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that you want in your cup. Now, time for the Military and Veterans News segment. Here we go.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And as always, the Military and Veterans News segment is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check it out, and find out what they're all about. Meantime, here they are right now telling you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can train to become an aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm right here in Tampa. They're over on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. You heard me say this over the years. I will continue to say it. The best way to find out about them is to take the tour at one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass., whichever one's the closest to you and easiest to get to. Now, the phone number to call to schedule an appointment is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up and tell them you want to take the tour. Very simple. Now, you will be able to talk to some students. You will be able to talk to some instructors. And you will be able to talk to the financial people who will set you up with the way that the loans are done, either a student loan, which is just a regular standard educational loan, or your military benefits coming out of the military using your GI Bill benefits. Whichever works, they'll do that, and they'll help you with that. Now, let's not forget that you can check them out on their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Either way, check them out. You owe it to yourself to see what it is. This is a job that's not for everybody, but I will tell you, if you have mechanical aptitude, if you're able to read schematics, if you're able to follow instructions, then you will be able to succeed as an aviation maintenance tech. It's a great, 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 great living. You'll make a lot of money, and you'll be in demand. Now, could the Supreme Court strike down the military's vaccination mandate? Quick answer, yes. Short answer, not sure. Because there are multiple lawsuits arguing that the military is blanketly refusing religious exemptions for the COVID-19 vaccine. If that's the case, that is going to get them in trouble with the Supreme Court, I am sure, for not considering some of these religious exemptions. Now, Russia announced massive drills of its nuclear forces Friday amidst the soaring east-west tensions as the U.S. issued some of the starkest, most detailed warnings yet about how a Russian invasion of Ukraine might unfold. Western allies went on high alert for any attempts by the Kremlin to create a false pretext for a new war in Europe, which is something that they may have been doing. Now, American veterans who put together makeshift efforts to evacuate people from Afghanistan last summer are now shouldering a new humanitarian cause, sending food and supplies to Afghans, beset by yet another unfolding crisis. They're out of food. Remember that food we sent to the Taliban to give to the people? They didn't give it to the people. They're eating quite well, thank you, the Taliban, that is. People didn't get anything. They stole it. Now, a court settlement requires the Navy to automatically review the cases of discharged sailors and Marines who received other than honorable or general characterizations of service due to behavior connected to conditions to PTSD. So they're going to have to redo and rethink why they let them go. We'll see how that works out. Also, we heard about this for a while, talked about it a week or so ago. A recent Navy Times investigation revealed that junior service members had lived without adequate hot water at the Walter Reed Hospital for years and had also been dealt with broken air conditioning, faulty air door locks, and no heat at times. That has been addressed by the military, and apparently something's being done about it. By the way, the United States 2nd Cavalry troops are deploying to Bulgaria as NATO is reinforcing its Russian neighbors. The more U.S.-based troops in Germany will head to southeastern Europe in the coming days, according to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He said this at the conclusion of 2 days' talks at NATO headquarters that focused on Russia's military buildup around the Ukraine. And we all knew this was coming. They're just shifting troops around. Now, did you happen to see the map, the satellite map, of where the Russian forces are surrounding, and I do mean surrounding, the Ukraine? Unbelievable. Ships plus troops on the ground. And now there is an estimate of a minimum of 130,000, could be as many as 190,000 troops in the region as Russia has moved more troops closer to the front. We'll see what happens. U.S.-backed forces in Somalia, by the way, are now outgunned by Africa's largest terrorist group, Boko Haram. Wow. Wow, wow, and wow. Not good, folks. Not good. All right, I'll be right back. Final segment of the Captain's America coming up. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Captain's America Third Watch. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of GMC. Now with a tricked out team he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class. He's been hit on by the DOT and blindsided by the economy. Been knocked down, but he gets back up. Cause the Lord made the trigger just a little more tough. And he may be common, but don't call him trash. Or he'll line you out fast. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin. He's a working class. We haven't had to play that song in quite a while, and I just thought I'd dig it up out of the archives and play it for the Truckers Highway and Byway segment here right now, because we do have some weather changes, and I gotta tell you about them. First of all, in Florida, we have a dense fog advisory all the way from way down below in the bottom of Florida, all the way up the East Coast, up I-95 across Alligator Alley, from the West Coast to the East Coast, all the way up to Daytona Beach, Florida. We have a dense fog advisory. On the Gulf side, it's a little bit worse than what it is on the Atlantic side, because on the Gulf side, it goes out into the Gulf about 40 or 50 miles. So, dense fog advisory up and down I-75, over across I-4, all the crisscross roads down south, down to Miami, I-75, across Alligator Alley, and I-95 up and down, all the way up to Daytona Beach. Now, going up the East Coast, we have that storm moving across. It is a clipper. However, up there along Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, the lee shores of those lakes, it has turned into a a lake effect snow event. So you got a lot of snow coming that way. And Mel, you do have snow. It looks like headed in your direction. It's just a question of when it gets there. Up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we have a winter storm warning, northwestern corner of the Lower Peninsula of Michigan. Also, we have the Upper Peninsula of Michigan has a winter storm warning and snow all around there. Very cold temperatures in the northern half of Wisconsin tonight. Very cold temperatures, Minneapolis, St. Paul, north to the border, below zero temperatures up that way. Very cold temperatures halfway across North Dakota, from the South Dakota line all the way to North Dakota, across half of the state. Be advised of that. Now, if you're coming out west tonight, you're going to have some snow going across Montana, whether you come across 94 or whether you come up through South Dakota on 90 and work your way back up to where the roads meet at the Crow Reservation. But you're going to have snow there. It's going to bring you across all the way to Snoqualmie. Now, we do have a situation going on right now where we have a winter storm warning on Snoqualmie south down into Oregon, down across the Hood River, down into the mountains of Oregon. So be advised that that's going to be there for you when you're going that away. Now, one other thing when you're looking at the weather, we have the central part of the south central part of Illinois, the southeastern corner of Missouri, the western corner of Kentucky, the southwestern corner of Indiana right now, where we do have flood warnings right now, flood warnings in that area. So be advised. And we also, I can see, have some flood warnings up there in West Virginia along the Virginia border. So be advised of all that. Now, other than that, price of diesel went up again yesterday. Not going down anytime soon. Thank you, Joe Biden. And the price of gasoline went up again as well. Again, thank you, Joe Biden, for all of that. Okay, well, before we get to the caller on the line, I just want to remind everybody that this is another great weekend, Daytona 500 down here in Florida. I don't think they'll have any problems getting it in once the fog lifts. This fog warning, this dense fog advisory is going on down here until 9 o'clock a.m., so things should look a lot better after that. But just slow down, be careful, and don't try to drive any faster than what you can see out there in the highways. I know this morning, yesterday morning show, when I went home, somebody had plowed right into the water barrels at an exit ramp, not realizing that they knew where the exit was because it was foggy, real foggy. And I didn't see the police cars themselves with the blue lights and all the lights that were lit until I got about 100 yards away from the exit that I was getting off at. But I wasn't doing 75 or 80 miles an hour. I was doing 45 and 50 because you couldn't see. And that's what happens here. All right. I'm going to go to the phone line here. 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it. Well, wait a minute. Go for it.
Gentlemen, let's get down to business, America. Let's get down to business. But though Biden's got your gas prices through the roof, we have Jesus in Florida. Praise his holy name. And thank you for standing up for the Constitution. Look at these truckers. Look at Trudeau. He's over there going against his own people. The guy makes $1 million a year. You idiots over at the Super Bowl wearing a mask while Gavin Newsom's laughing with Garcetti over there. Okay? You're an idiot. Okay? Free at last. Free at last. That's what Dr. Martin Luther King said. That means no one tells you what to do. You stand up for yourself and your country and the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's nothing else to live for, you dumb loser. And Joe Biden's got his gas pipe. He's not helping his own people in Scranton, Pennsylvania, is he? Because he don't care about you. Now, nuts. How come Pelosi's worth $112 billion when the job pays $250,000? Let's get to work, and I'm standing up for our cops. Not like Kaepernick, be it takes a knee. I'm standing up for our cops who are getting gunned down, and then you need to get the death penalty if you even shoot at a cop. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right, thank you much, Todd. Have a great weekend, and let's go racing. Just not at the moment here. Okay, good morning, Alan, to you. that's a funny one, Alan. I appreciate that. But good morning. And good morning to Cousin Vinny in the chat room. How about that? Always a pleasure to see him. And I think Eric was in here a minute ago. I know we've had a lot of people carrying on a conversation. I have not been paying a lot of attention to the chat room tonight because Saturday's a little different type of a show, if you will. But let's see. Let's see who's over there. And, oh, good morning to Kathy. And good morning to LJ. And who else is here? Good morning to Maria in Germany. She's been there most of the night. Good morning to Joe. And appreciate all you guys. And thanks for the flowers. And we'll try to live up to all those accolades in there. So appreciate all that. Now, again, the Sunday shows, you're going to hear a lot of what we've been talking about, I'm sure, because they're going to want to keep bringing up the Ukraine and Biden and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And you're also going to hear all about the situation with the truckers, because that's a situation, a volatile situation still being talked about, I'm sure. And we've got the Canadian convoy going away, and the American convoy kicking in. So we'll see how all that works out for everybody in the grand scheme of things. So for now, I'm going to say thanks for listening. It's been another great week. We appreciate everybody. You can get involved by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and get in on the chat room and all that stuff. We look forward to seeing you on Monday. God bless America. See you then.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.